This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
For many Brits, January marks the start of a new beginning, a chance for us to improve on what we did last year, to try new things and to kick bad habits which we carried over with us. Nearly 10 million adults in the UK smoke, so for the thousands who've committed to quitting in the new year, the end of January can be a difficult time as they consider abandoning their good intentions. A new survey of over 1,000 current smokers, former smokers and non-smokers by Pfizer has revealed 4 out of 5 UK smokers, that's 80%, have tried to quit at least once and rate quitting the habit as one of life's biggest challenges. More so than going through a divorce, that was 54%, buying a home, which came in at 47%. Other stresses that were seen as lesser challenges included planning a wedding at 44%, starting a new job at 43%, and raising children at 43%. The survey also showed British smokers are about as likely to go to the doctor to quit smoking as they are to go with athlete's foot. This is despite evidence that proves smokers are more likely to quit with support from a healthcare professional. Giving up smoking is one of the best things that any smoker can do to look after their health, and they shouldn't do it alone. So why are so many UK smokers reluctant to seek the help of a professional? With me in the studio is Dr. Roger Henderson, GP, and Melanie Holt, Tobacco Control Project Manager for the Royal Castle Lung Foundation. Thanks to both of you for joining us. What does the research tell us then about UK smokers and their feelings towards giving up smoking?
Well, this was a very good research study which looked at over 1,000 UK smokers and about 8,000 in the UK and over Europe as well. And rather surprisingly, it found that in the UK, the smokers trying to quit said that actually quitting their habit was one of life's biggest challenges, even more so than the pressures of going through a divorce or buying a home, which is really quite something when you think about it. Now, the survey also found that British smokers were about as likely to go to a doctor like myself to seek help in quitting smoking as they would for minor ailments such as athlete's foot, despite the evidence we've now got that smokers are four times more likely to quit with support from healthcare professionals than by trying to do it themselves. So the message is really smokers are finding it very stressful to quit, but perhaps not seeking the help that they need, which would help them quit more successfully.
So why is it so stressful, and how can we keep people motivated to give up?
I think people need to understand it is an addiction, and the withdrawal symptoms also mimic signs and symptoms of stress. Everyday problems in everyday life become more magnified, and how smokers see them puts more of a problem towards how they perceptions of the quit journey. But it's better if we can keep them motivated by understanding that the withdrawal symptoms are symptoms of recovery. What the feeling is usually pretty normal. There are health benefits to giving up smoking, and these benefits start almost as soon as they put out that last cigarette. Letting people know that they've stopped smoking, talking to other people who've been through the similar stop smoking journey as themselves, but also by arming the person who's quit and with the right information, advice, letting them know what support is available out there, and also letting them know that if they do go and get help and support from a local healthcare profession such as the local GP, then they are going to be four times more likely to stop smoking.
How can seeking that professional help then motivate and help them to stop?
Well, I think the most important thing for any of my smokers that walk into my room and say, I'd like to quit, is the very fact they've walked in seeking that help. And even a 30 to 60 second discussion with the healthcare professional has been shown to increase the chances of that person quitting. They should set a date to quit. They should tell their family and friends that they're going to quit, so that when they have a little bit of a wobble, their family and friends are there to encourage them. And also, we've got fantastic medication now available to us to help our smokers to quit if they can't go cold turkey. My view is they shouldn't try and go cold turkey. You can get smokers that do quit just by themselves, and that's great. But out of 100 smokers, if they try to quit, only 3% will actually quit just by going cold turkey. So we've got nicotine replacement now. We've got non-nicotine replacement medication available. There's never been a better time to quit. And most smokers want to quit. They'd rather not be smoking. They're just finding it difficult to quit. And sometimes they just don't know really where to go to get the best advice and the best help to help them quit.
So lots of items to help quit, but what about the stress? How can that be dealt with?
Really, it's knowing what stresses are going to be, you know, brought to mind to the smoker. A good way of combating withdrawal symptoms is learning good, decent breathing exercises, which can calm a busy mind. It can aid a good, restful sleep at night. Just by talking to somebody as well, maybe somebody else who's going through similar. So, you know, by maybe joining an online forum, which we have in Quit Support, or if you go to a Quit With Help website, to be able to see other hints and tips for people. But it's really understanding that everything that they're feeling is normal. No matter how many times somebody may have stopped in the past, it's not a failed attempt, it's more of a practice attempt, a practice run for the real thing. But it really is important, first and foremost, to know that they're not alone and to seek help and get that, you know, increase the chances to being four times more likely to quit.
A survey found that about half of all the smokers in Britain felt that their cravings for cigarettes were making it difficult to quit. And this is one of the areas where medication and nicotine replacement can be very helpful in turning those cravings off, which they wouldn't perhaps get the support of if they just tried to do it themselves.
By going to somebody who can give the professional help and support, you may find that some people have used the nicotine replacement therapy in the past and not used it for the full cost of the treatment time, or not even have used the medication properly. It's about understanding that all the NRT products, the nicotine replacement therapy products, they all work really, really well, providing that they're used properly.
Is it true that there's also a connection between smoking and sight loss? I'm thinking like macular degeneration.
Oh, absolutely. And I think this is often sometimes lost in the discussion about smoking. People don't realise the impact that smoking has, not just the main problems people think of, like lung cancers and heart disease and things like that, but certainly with eyesight problems. Now, macular degeneration, which is tremendously common in the UK, if you are a smoker, you are 3 to 4 times more likely to develop this horrible condition of macular degeneration than if you're a non-smoker. And the reason for that is very simple. Smoking and the effect of smoking on the circulation, the very small vessels, typically like we see at the back of the eye, so that's the circulation that's compromised. And that's why smokers are more likely to develop eyesight problems, such as AMD, for example, than non-smokers. So another reason to quit. It's never too late to quit. The health benefits start at any time. Even if you're 80, you'll still get the health benefits of quitting. But if you have any eyesight problems, it is especially important that you try to quit.
So what I'm really getting from this is, when it comes to giving up smoking, don't try and do it on your own, and seek advice from your GP, and a raft of information out there as well for people to find.
There is one of the sites I often direct people towards. It's a very good all-purpose site, is one called Quit With Help. Quit With Help, and I find that very helpful.
Dr. Roger Henderson and Melanie Holt, thank you both for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.